Hey, hey. Oh my gosh. Ha! Wow. I am so grateful that you're here. I'm just staring up, like tears in my eyes. This is episode one. Episode one of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. And I truly am without words. This has been a long time coming. I am so grateful. I am so excited. And I will be getting deep right off the bat with you with what the Balanced Mom Method is and why I created it, why this mission, why this podcast, why this method, and how it got put onto my heart. So I'll be sharing and sprinkling in bits of my story as we go because it truly was my journey into motherhood that started it all. And if you're a mom who, well, I'm assuming you're a mom listening to this, but if you really struggle with time management or low energy or feels of not being enough or doing enough and you're caught in a negative mindset loop and just feeling stuck in survival mode, maybe you feel all that, but like really, really hard. I know I have in the past, and I'm so grateful you're here regardless. I'm so grateful to help you uncover these minor tweaks to get you back on track on your way to your breakthrough. We will be covering the culture, the top 10-ish values of the Balanced Mom Method, and what to expect from the show. So let's get to it. Hey, Mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, comparison game, and unpredictability of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will give you a simple and sustainable approach to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life, mostly just to feel like myself again. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families' priorities and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand to make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you're in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot. Let's overcome together. Okay, so real quick before we dive in, I would love for you to go to the show notes below this episode and join our Motherhood Empowerment Circle. This community is a sisterhood of moms. We learn together, we grow together, we cultivate a bond through motherhood, and it truly is just a space for questions, advice, authentic relationship building, and just support to know that we truly are never alone. I created this community. I am not the biggest fan of social media. We are gonna get really deep into that. But there's also so much good that can come from the power of community and just that connection piece. And that's why I created this community. So I do go live with trainings and answer questions from my mom students who go through my courses. And it truly is an amazing connection to be a part of. So check out the show notes. And also be sure to answer those initial questions to join the group because I use your answers as podcast episodes to give you exactly, what it is that you need to overcome with what you are struggling with. So those, I truly take those questions to heart and I note down everything that you say. So yeah, let's jump in. Sorry for that tangent right off the bat, but you'll learn from me that I love me some tangents, so follow me here. But okay, let's dive in. Why this mission? In one sentence, it would be because I was at rock bottom, stuck in survival mode myself in motherhood, and had times where I felt like there truly was not a way out. Trust me, I mean, I still have those moments, right? Like, I still have those overwhelmed moments. I tell my son, mommy has to take a fiver. We feel emotion, right? And we should be feeling emotion. But there truly was a point in my life to where I did not feel like there was a way out. And since overcoming, I have found that so many other moms struggle in those same battles that I once did. So first of all, hi, nice to meet you. And again, I am so thankful that you're here, not because that you are in a tough season, but because that you are taking the reins on breaking free. And you are saying yes to overcoming and doing the work. And as you know, as you get to know me and this mission, you'll learn that there's just a couple things that I truly am insanely passionate about. And one is helping you overcome that overwhelm and helping you realize that you can break free from that survival mode cycle. So pouring that belief into you. And two, doing it simply, like as simple as possible, using simple and sustainable habits that will not sacrifice your already precious time and mental load. Like that, it truly can be done. And I know you're probably like, what? How is that possible? But it is. So because becoming a mom truly was one of the hardest seasons of my life. It was a time where I was told, you know, I was supposed to be like euphoric. And, you know, in the delivery room, I still have post-trauma with the delivery of my first son. And I felt so blindsided by the fourth trimester. And the months thereafter, and all it harnessed physically, mentally, emotionally, I knew it was going to be a big change, but I was so ready to give my everything selflessly to my baby. But I felt so strongly a lack of support. Once I was in those depths, there was a lack of support of those deep emotional, mental changes that a mother goes through from giving her everything outward. And not saying that I didn't have an amazing support circle. It's, you know what I mean? If you're a mom, like you feel those feels of loneliness. And like, even though everyone can tell you, you know, you're never alone, but in those moments, sometimes you feel like you are the only one struggling in this time. So I felt in a constant uphill battle. I felt like I was always chasing the clock. I was drowning in the monotony, and I was always in my own head questioning, am I a good mom? I was second guessing, you know, my decisions. I was telling myself I was never good enough. And I started to lose track of who I was because of giving my all to everyone and everything else in my life. I was struggling with losing myself a little bit every single day. And I mean, I could never shower for that matter, you know, like those little things that you do mindlessly, those life things. I was struggling just with getting by every day, and I struggled with anxiety before I became a mom. So when I had my firstborn, that anxiety was there, but with all new triggers. And I literally felt like I was always in survival mode. I was numb. I was struggling to do the things that brought me joy. Those mindless things I just said, you know, showering, eating breakfast, those things that you just do normally or habitually. I was struggling doing those life habits. And even though my firstborn, my son, Jace, I mean, he was literally and is it literally still the best thing that has ever happened to me. He truly is what inspired my business. And he inspired so much into my life, into my being. And it truly is so wild how we could feel both, right? This is all for another episode, but you can feel both. You could always feel both. You could feel the hard, you could feel the struggle, but you could still feel the gratitude and the peace and just, yeah, you can always feel both. So let me tell you, in becoming a mom, I felt feelings that I never felt before. And still, you know, when I still seeing those firsts with my children, you have these feelings that you just can't even explain. And I felt harder and I felt stronger. And of course, I had some of my highest highs, but there were some really low lows. And those are the things that no one wants to talk about. No one wants to unpack those and take those out from under the rug because we don't want to seem weak. Maybe we don't want to seem ungrateful or incapable. I don't know. But those vulnerabilities and those truths are what we do need to talk about, because those hard, low feelings, that's what shows that we aren't alone in talking about that. We can truly heal through feeling those feelings and becoming aware of ourselves through those feelings. Because through awareness comes clarity, and that is how we can take back control of how we want to feel and not be so lost in that survival mode cycle. So through learning that whole new life, you know, and becoming a mom and learning how to find myself again and, you know, really take back who I was before I became a mom, I had to learn what triggered me into feeling those anxious, overwhelmed, lost feelings. And as well as, you know, our babies, we have to, you know, learn that whole new life together. I was ready for it because I did not want to be stuck forever. Like, it's one of those things, those cliche sayings, right? Like, choose your hard, but it's so, so true. So I found out ways how to protect myself and in a sense guard my identity, who I was, you know, before I became a mom. A mother is so much a part of our identity, but it's not our whole identity. And in protecting who you are as a person, as your spirit, as your soul, you're going to be able to pour out so much more and be, I don't want to say the word better mom, but you're able to just give so much more when you have who you are to your core known and protected and guarded. And I started to hold on to who I was besides a mom. And that's truly when I began embracing motherhood as a piece of my life and not my entire life, because I realized if I wanted to make a change, it started with me and I had to get to know me again. And I started within and I strengthened that foundational inner work first. I wanted to love myself again. I wanted to get back to me and connect with myself again. So I paid attention to how I felt and what those triggers were and what it was surrounding. And that is a very short sentence for the amount of work that it actually took. But again, we have a whole podcast to go through with this. But after, you know, I really strengthened that inner work first, then I took the reins of how I actually showed up to my life every day. And through that, focusing inner first and then moving outward, my perspective started to change and feelings of fitting a societal mold, they weren't important anymore because I knew what was most important to me and my family and my life. And it truly felt like a weight was lifted. And I started to feel different and see my life differently, solely by thinking differently, because I started choosing happiness and presence with what matters most by simplifying my life a little bit in order to live my life a little more. And there's so much within, you know, the past minute. Like I feel like I could go so deep within my story, and I'm so excited to do that within this show. It was really hard to like really compress everything into this first episode. But no, there is never a one size fits all to overcoming our personal hardships in life or in motherhood. But I do believe there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives. And that is what we are going to really deep dive into this show, those inner habits, those outer habits to truly show up to your life intentionally, to bring back your peace and your confidence and your clarity within life and to rid that brain fog, right? And through, you know, really being in that rut, in that deep hole that I was in, I recognized that mastering three habits using a four-step formula that I created. I had no idea I created it at the time. Obviously, this is, I'm all talking like, you know, hindsight now. But through that four-step formula was how I created and how I found freedom. And I broke free from that survival mode. And it truly is so incredible to be able to feel those feelings, to feel the hards, to feel the struggles, to feel the overwhelm and the stress, but in a different way almost. Because like I said earlier, I mean, we all feel our feelings. And this is something, this method and this show, it's going to unpack a lot of deep-rooted feelings. Because as a society, we almost like are conditioned to shove things under the rug, you know, that your vulnerability or your struggles are seen as weakness, and they're not. And I truly feel once we bring light to that awareness and the acknowledgement of feeling our feelings and feeling the hard, that truly is when healing begins. So I wanted to use my vulnerability to be transparent and to be a voice for others who may be struggling in silence because they don't have that confidence yet in speaking out. Because have you ever struggled in silence before? Like, it stinks, it hurts, it feels again like you're alone. And it might make things worse because we're not releasing those feelings. So insert, you know, months of feeling pulled to do something about not only how I was feeling, but about how so many other moms felt too, you know, being overwhelmed, tired, burnt out, stressed, losing themselves. I couldn't take back time for what I didn't do or what I didn't prepare for, but I could share my story, all that I've learned, and this simple method and how to make an impact on so many other mothers' lives. And that is what the Balanced Mom Method, that's how it was born. And I've been called to devote my life's work to serving other moms who are struggling, maybe in silence, but in that same survival mode cycle. So welcome to the podcast all about, drumroll please, habits, habits, habits. Focusing first on those internal habits, because truly everything starts within, doing that foundational inner work first, and then taking the reins on our external habits. So exciting. Oh my gosh. So I will jump into exactly what the Balanced Mom Method formula is in another episode, but what I want to cover, what you can expect from this podcast show, and also some depth around the Balanced Mom Method culture and values, I have 10 things for you. So grab your pen and paper. If you got your earbuds in doing dishes or laundry, totally fine. I understand. I do the same thing. This is why I love podcasting, because it's something you could multitask with a mindless other task, chore that you have to do. But okay, if you can, grab a pen and paper. If not, you could bookmark sections of the show. So number one, first and foremost, I want you to feel like you have a friend in me, even though it might literally be that I'm talking at you, but I want you to feel that I'm talking to you. I'm talking with you by your side, because I know how lonely and how isolating motherhood can be. And I want you to feel that we are just making that connection, that we are the best of friends, and that you can confide in me, that you could come to me whenever you might need, just what those traits of what a friendship are. You're going to get this from this show, the truth and awareness and relatability and tough love. Maybe you need some tough love to help you move forward, because there is that piece of connection and community when you have it, that you feel that you're not alone, right? So there's a quote that stuck with me when I was in my early season of motherhood, because I struggled a lot and I felt like there was not a lot of talk about mom in that fourth trimester postpartum. And that quote is, no one mentioned it. In 9 whole months, not one person said you're about to meet someone entirely new. And it's not your baby, it's going to be you. Have you ever heard that quote? That is the quote that has stuck with me since the beginning of my motherhood journey. It stuck with me because we spend so much time preparing for baby, but we don't think about preparing for postpartum and motherhood and, you know, all the things, right? No one really can prepare you for it, but I do feel that there was such a gap out there, and I want to help fill that. I want to help fill that connection piece, that community piece, to bring empowerment. So again, here is that plug to join our motherhood empowerment community. Find the link to join in the show notes below. Number two, survival mode does not have to be your normal. It does not have to be your normal. I know when you're in it, it just feels like there is not a way out. I know those feelings of helplessness, hopelessness. It just does not have to be that way. I feel society has a way of normalizing motherhood always being a struggle. So when you're in, you know, that thick of motherhood, that thick of hard, you're just like, well, this is how it's supposed to be, right? But, you know, I will say, like, motherhood is hard, right? It's so, so hard. But it's a piece of, again, we have to start within ourselves. Is motherhood hard, or is it how we're reacting to everything that is hard? Is it how our perspectives are with what's coming at us, right? So every season, every stage of your child's life, your life, as you're growing and evolving as a person, it's hard. And I'm not trying to dull those hardships down by any means. More so, what I'm trying to say is society almost puts that negative energy around the struggles that are already there in a way to breed comparison and judgment and jealousy versus empowerment and proactiveness to feel better, to do better, to be better. So we feel good, you know? There's going to be a lot of talk about this. Number three is to be you. Again, bringing light on how to drop the comparisons, drop the judgments, the competition, the other people's opinions, society. You need to listen to you, connect to you, lean into your faith, lead into how you want to feel, what your prayers are saying to you. Get quiet to listen, to connect to your spirit, to your soul, and rid the background noise of the world. Number four, consistency and simplicity. These two things are the equation. They are the secret sauce to life, in my opinion. If you want to make any sustainable change in your life, you have to keep it simple and stay consistent. I cannot wait to dive into how big and impactful change can be so simple. Lots of talk on time management, priorities, overcoming our stress and overwhelm cycles here. I truly am so excited. Number five, balance can exist. I want to say that louder for the people in the back. Balance can exist. This is such a polarizing topic, and I cannot wait to open that can of worms and really bring a new perspective to why and how I feel balance can exist, because it truly just, it doesn't always look the same. And I feel like that's why a lot of people say, well, balance can't exist. Well, it doesn't look the same because we're always constantly evolving into new seasons, but you can be both. You can do both. Heck, you can do it all. And that's the work that we're going to do on this show. That's the work that you're going to do, is how to figure out what you need to do, what you need to be to do it all. We can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms should not have to choose between their families, priorities, themselves. We can balance it all. And it starts within ourselves. This is the entire mission and why behind why I do what I do. And I don't know if you can tell a change in my voice here, but it truly lights me up talking about how balance can exist. Number six, your health and well-being is so important. So, so, so important. Do not feel that you need to put yourself on the back burner because you have children and a family that you have to take care of. Again, being a mom is part of your identity, but it is not your full identity, and you still have to take care of you. You still are so, so important within your life. You need to give back to you too in order to give to them. Number seven, choose presence. Presence as in time, not gifts, presence. Time is the one thing that we can never get back. And there's only one thing more important than our time, and that is what we spend it on. So we're going to talk lots about the enemies of social media, electronics, technology, phones, stealing from our present lives, and lots of world talk about this, lots of big talks about, again, time management, priorities, but the importance of presence and the time. There is nothing more important about time. Okay, I can go on already. See, all these things, like there's so much passion behind this. Number eight, perfect does not exist. So stop with the mom guilt. It is okay to pivot. Oh my gosh, there are so many new challenges being a mom of two. My youngest is 8 months. My oldest is almost four at the time of, you know, speaking this episode. And I feel like a shower is the hardest thing to achieve being a mom of two. I know it's crazy, but perfect, it doesn't exist. And the mom guilt, there's so much to unpack here again, because the mom guilt that I had with my first, it's not even relevant now having another child, because I've worked through that, right? So I'm here to tell you, perfect does not exist. It never will. Okay. So you need to focus on doing your best, being your best, showing up as the person, the woman, the mom that you want to be, and know that motherhood is full of unpredictability and pivoting is your friend. Like you're not failing if you have to pivot. If I feel like I had to negotiate with my son the other day about wanting to take a shower, and he wouldn't let me because he wanted to play. And in that time, it just wasn't important, like, again, to shower, not shower. So sorry about the hygiene talk, but the pivoting, it does not show weakness. It does not show that you're failing. It just shows that you're rolling with it. And again, like, you're choosing your battles at points too, right? Number 9, starting with M. I know I kind of dabbled in this already, but everything that we do and believe and act on, it all starts from within ourselves. I think, this is my opinion here, that a lot of us struggle because we are so caught up in our own minds. We're so caught up in our own heads. We have to think differently. And I am so stoked to help you transform that mindset. You are so close to your breakthrough, but you allow negative mindset loops to get in your way. You allow negative self-talk. You allow a conditioned mindset, which is not anyone's fault, but we get so caught up in that victim, justification, excuses, problem-focused lens versus focusing on the positive, grateful, I'm going to figure it out lens, right? Just as we could get stuck in like those negative mindset loops, we could also get stuck in those positive mindset loops. Okay, so those fears that anchor you down and those limiting beliefs that hold you back from believing you can, we all have them. Again, so don't feel like you're alone here, but you have to reframe your mindset loop into believing, even though you can't see that fruit yet. So one of the buckets I'm excited for all this, right? I'm really going to dive into on the Balanced Mom Method podcast, the show, is you have to think differently to see differently. And our mindset loops are that inner foundation to how everything is seen on the outside. Number 10, another drum roll, please. Dun, dun, dun. The Balanced Mom Method formula. What is the Balanced Mom Method formula? It's defined as the 3 habits you need to master using one formula to take back control of your life, to overcome the overwhelm, to calm the chaos, to choose presence and choose happiness and silence those negative mindset loops, to break free from survival mode. So lots of talk on habits, 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 but in a simple and sustainable way. So a simple and sustainable approach using your habits to take back control of your life. I was going to unpack what this formula really is on this episode, but I'm going to save all that for episode 2. So get ready. But my mission is to take your hand and equip you with simple yet deep-rooted habits that you can make your own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. And these habits, they can be used in any season or any area of your life that you feel that you're just surviving to make an intentional, sustainable change. So like consistent habits, right? To implement for your entire life, not just this tough season or this struggle session, right? Consistency, long-term, forever. And it all starts within. It starts with thinking differently. So, okay. To recap those 10 things. Number 1, a sense that you are never alone. I want to be your friend. I want to bring you all those qualities that a true friendship has. Number 2, survival mode does not have to be your normal. It just doesn't have to be that way. Number 3, be you. I actually have that tattooed on my body because I feel so strongly about that. And we are going to unpack how truly to be your authentic self. Number 4, consistency and simplicity are the secret sauce to life. Number 5, balance can exist. Number 6, your health and well-being is important too. Number 7, choose presence. Number 8, perfect does not exist. Number 9, starting within is the foundation to how everything is seen on the outside. And number 10, the Balanced Mom Method formula to break free from your survival mode cycle. Oh my gosh, I'm all sorts of emotional. We're here. Like, we are here. We are doing this. I don't know how many times I've said I'm so excited on this episode, but I would love to hear from you. I would love for you to shoot me an email at hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com and tell me which one of these things that you would like for me to expand on in the show. And when you join the Balanced Mom Method Insider Community, our Motherhood Empowerment Circle, I would love for you to also go in there and share what you're most excited about to dive deeper into on this podcast. This is just episode 1, and I am so excited. once again, so grateful. I said that a lot to you. And we have forever to go. I'm full of gratitude right now. Please know that I do not take lightly to be able to serve you here on this show. I actually have this written down to look at every time when I record. My goal of every episode is to leave you feeling heard, empowered, and given a how-to to simply move forward towards your breakthrough. So please, if I am helping you in any way, I know this is episode one, but for future, this is the fuel to my fire. So please leave a review for this show. It truly means the world to me. And in the same breath, if I'm not doing that, if I'm not serving you, or if you want to hear something specific for the show, let me know. Let me know how I can better serve you. Shoot me an email anytime at hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com. You could find that in the show notes, as well as how to join our Balanced Mom Method Insider community. So please hit subscribe to wherever you are listening to this podcast so you can keep growing and reach your breakthrough. You are so close. As always, Mama, simply be you. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth farming? Please leave Mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.